Ladies and gentlemen, the Foreign Minister of the Ivory Coast and President of the 49th Session of the General Assembly of the United Nations, the Honorable Amara Essi.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Your Excellency, Mr. President of the United States of America. Your Excellency, Mr. Secretary General of the United Nations. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the signing in this very room of the United Nations Charter, the Magna Carta of the international community. Here, on 26 June 1945, the leaders of the free world accepted the challenge issued 2 months earlier by President Truman. You are the architects of a better world. The future is in your hands. It is deeply moving today to take the floor in this historic place, at the heart of the cultural and cosmopolitan center of San Francisco. Of us here rejoiced that the United Nations organization first officially saw the light of day in this beautiful city, a meeting place of culture renowned worldwide for its tolerant spirit. That day, 26 June 1945, was a day of hope. The world was rising from the long night of war. The veterans of that war were gathered in this room. Today, too, is a day of hope. We ourselves are veterans of another war, the Cold War. We, too, must be the architects of a better world. 50 years on, the future is once again in our hands. This anniversary is an opportunity for us to rejoice in past successes and confront future challenges. The Charter conceived at St. James Palace in London, nourished out on the high seas, shaped in Washington, Moscow, Tehran, Dumbarton Oak, and Yalta, and given final form here in San Francisco, was designed to usher in a peaceful, just, and prosperous world, a world founded no longer on force, but on law. On this day, 50 years ago, 51 flags floated over San Francisco. Today, 185 national emblems saluted us. Dazzling proof that the architects of the Charter were not mistaken. Their vision of freedom inspired the vast process of decolonization in Africa, Asia, and elsewhere. And today we stand here as equal representatives of every continent on the globe. Of course, not all our expectation has been met. The Security Council was long paralyzed by the Cold War. Collective security, as by and large, remained a dream. For the United Nations organization is what the world's nation want it to be. As former Secretary Javier Pérez de Cuellar once said, the United Nations are the reflection of the world. But 50 years has gone by, and the United Nations has endured. It remains the essential and indeed the only forum for exchange among ideology and culture. Today, the organization is more vital than ever. Age has not withered the Charter. The passing of a world, once split into contending power blocks, has fanned new hopes. But the world is experiencing rapid change. New problems have arisen. and they affect us all. Drug, disease, the physical destruction of our planet, and the people of the world still yearn for peace, freedom, justice, and well-being. Today, we all rejoice the rebirth of the United Nations. And permit me here to speak as an African. I, too, rejoice, for I hope that through this organization, the international community will at last find a way to fulfill its special responsibilities towards the underprivileged nation of the world. For among the nations, there will always be the great, the medium-sized, and the small. The founding father of the organization placed equal stress on the maintenance of peace and economic development. They asserted the indissoluble link between human rights and economic and social progress. And the Charter assigned to the various international institutions a clear role, that of furthering the economic and social advancement of all peoples. Sitting at my desk as a child in my village school in the African forest, how could I possibly have dreamed that I will one day find myself here in San Francisco, side by side with the leader of the world in the very room where the Charter was signed? 50 years had gone by, and today, in every continent, children sit deprived of dreams. Their voices turned to night. We are here today as the emissaries of our peoples. The Charter belongs to them. We are proud of the task they have entrusted us. Let us set out together on the high road to tomorrow. In the words of a poet from my own country, Bernard Dadier. On the high road to tomorrow, a broader, straighter road. On the high road to tomorrow, the high road of humankind, of brotherhood, the brotherhood of shared humanity, the joys of human fellowship. On the high road to tomorrow, the road to tomorrow world, brother and sister, set up. I thank you.